This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor will resume in the Lok Sabha today. The discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said, India's military response to the Pahalgam attack signalled a new normal in countering cross-border terrorism. He outlined a five-point approach that now defines India's stance on cross-border terrorism.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
External Affairs Minister strongly denied any external mediation in ending the India-Pakistan conflict in May, asserting that the US had no role. Earlier, initiating the discussion in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said India carried out a calibrated and non-escalatory operation targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in response to cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He said over 100 terrorists were neutralized and 9 hideouts destroyed.
7 May 2025 को रात्रि 1:05 भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर प्रारंभ किया, जिसमें पाकिस्तान और पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर में भारत के खिलाफ आतंकी गतिविधियों से जुड़े 9 स्थानों को निशाना बनाया गया। इनमें से 7 आतंकी शिविरों को भारतीय सेना ने पूरी तरह से नष्ट कर दिया, जबकि भारतीय वायुसेना ने मुरीद के और बहावलपुर को नेस्त नाबूद किया, जो लश्कर ए तोयबा और जैसे मोहम्मद के केंद्र हैं। जानकर पूरे सदन को प्रसन्नता होगी कि विद इन 22 मिनट्स पूरा ऑपरेशन समाप्त और हमने आतंकवादियों को उनके घर में घुसकर मारा। सशस्त्र बलों ने हमारी माताओं और बहनों के सिंदूर का बदला लिया और प्रत्येक भारतीय इस भावना से ओत प्रोत हो गया। अध्यक्ष महोदय,
taking part in the discussion, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir.
पाकिस्तान का इतना साहस कि आज उन्होंने पहलगाम में जो पिछले 20 वर्षों में हमारे भारतीय नागरिकों पर सबसे दर्दनाक अगर हमला हुआ है तो आपके इस समय पे हुआ है।
In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter in the upper reaches of Lidwa's forest in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar district yesterday. The area is in the outskirts of the Srinagar city. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told media yesterday that the identity of the killed terrorists is being ascertained. Over 65,000 crore digital transactions were recorded in India between financial year 2020 and 2025, amounting to more than 12,000 lakh crore rupees. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday. He said the government has been working closely with stakeholders, including the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, National Payments Corporation of India, fintech companies, banks and state governments to boost digital payment adoption, particularly in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Gujarat, Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe and northeastern states are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 to 1.5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.